During recess at Killip Elementary School in Flagstaff, the children don't look very sedentary. They play tag, climb on the jungle gym, and shoot hoops. But community organizer Julio Quesada says they need more of this.
When we interviewed a lot of the people here in the community, they all know what it takes to live a healthy lifestyle. They all know that they need to be exercising and eating healthy, but there is barriers to that. Parents working two jobs, convenience, money, healthcare insurance. You want to put your kids into basketball, costs $100 per child or so.
The children who attend this school are primarily from low-income families. A third are from single-parent homes. Many are Hispanic or Native American. Quesada says cultural differences play a role in the problem.
Some people are in denial. They don't want to face the fact that there really is a problem. Culturally, you know, just recipes, you know, Hispanic recipes and Native American recipes and, you know, not wanting to lose some of that, you know, like eating tamales and enchiladas. And it's not always the healthiest food, you know. Sometimes to have that, you know, chubbier child is, you know, is endearing, you know. I know for the Hispanics, it's muy cariñoso to have, you know, somebody that's my gordito or my gordita.
All of the children at Killip were recently weighed and measured. Parents of children who were considered obese or overweight received a letter in the mail. Flagstaff School Superintendent Barbara Hickman told a recent school board meeting she's received some angry phone calls about the letters.
We are well aware that this is an emotional subject. It brings up things that are difficult sometimes, and the parents are usually a little bit offended. You know, they can be offended to get a letter that says, well, how dare you say this? You know, you don't know everything about my child. This is a screening test. It's based on numbers, and parents have the absolute choice to do what they want with these letters.
Flagstaff parent George Pryor says a healthcare provider told his 9-year-old daughter Tiffany she was obese, and it was very discouraging.
They mentioned the word obese. My daughter's beautiful. Obese wouldn't even come to my mind. And just to see how a comment could affect her in such a negative way, it hurt my feelings. And I was just happy to see that there was something else out there.
The weigh-ins are part of a new community-wide effort to combat childhood obesity. Local educators have recently partnered with healthcare providers, the city, and the hospital to try to reverse the statistics. One of the options Northern Arizona parents have is a hospital-funded program called Fit Kids that takes a whole family approach. Maria Montes has two daughters enrolled in the program in Sedona. Montes says one of the recommendations was to turn off the TV and play outside for 30 minutes every day. And Montes is learning how to cook healthier dishes.
Ya no se me ha enfermado. Muy rara vez se enferma.
She says the children's self-esteem has improved and they don't get sick anymore. Their immune systems are stronger. North Country healthcare pediatrician Nina Souders has made it her mission to help more families like this one. The majority of the patients she sees are on Medicaid.
I have worked enough in Latin America and other developing realms to know that skinny children are children who are considered to be at risk because they're skinny. And I do have to sort of combat that when I'm trying to talk to my Mexican families in particular about the shape of their child. And the way that I put that into context in the clinic is I say, we're not living in Mexico, and your child is not at risk for parasitic diseases. We're here. And in this society, this shape of child is the highest at risk.
Souders says Hispanics have a 1 in 4 risk of developing diabetes in their lifetime. All children in the U.S. born in the year 2000 have a 1 in 3 risk of becoming diabetic.
When you add those two statistics together and you see a child who's 5 and already overweight, I try to bring up to the parents that this child is an extremely high risk of having diabetes. Almost all of my Mexican families have family members already who have diabetes, so they can start to tie those two things together.
Souders is relieved to have a program like Fit Kids to refer families to. But Souders says it isn't the whole solution because it's not a prevention program, it's a treatment program. As a result, some of the problems like early onset diabetes are already taking effect. In Flagstaff, I'm Laurel Morales.